Irvin is the associate minister of the Hamburg Pike Church of Christ in Jeffersonville, Indiana. When I was living there as the pulpit minister, we made visits together every week. Irvin had a habit that initially annoyed me a little. He would sing the word D, 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 D with no tune, like this. D, 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 D. Now, Irvin has a pretty bass voice, and he's a good man, and we were good friends. But singing a meaningless word to a tuneless tune, it got on my nerves. Until I learned why he did it. And then I didn't mind anymore. Irvin and Norma had three sons. One of their boys lived a few miles away from their home in an apartment. And one day, their son did not answer the phone. And finally, they took a key and went to his apartment and opened the door and found him dead. And he told me that he hummed and sang all the time to distract his mind from the sorrow that he felt in his heart. Tomorrow begins our vacation Bible school. It's an exciting time for the church, a blessing for our own kids, an opportunity to introduce the children of our community to the grace of Jesus Christ. It's exciting, but it's also exhausting. Children don't behave very well these days. Disruptive behavior is frustrating and tempts us to be impatient. But children, just like adults, act as they do for a reason. That little boy who jumps out of his chair every 30 seconds and interrupts you when you're making a point, maybe that little boy cries himself to sleep at night because daddy has divorced mama and disappeared. That little girl who gets angry every time another child even looks at her, maybe that little girl has been sexually assaulted by her mother's boyfriend. The Bible says, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. The word translated be patient with in 1 Thessalonians 5 is really interesting. It means be long-tempered. It's the opposite of our common adjective, short-tempered. Troubled homes produce troubled children. If we always remember that, it will lengthen our fuse. A vacation Bible school isn't just an opportunity to teach children some scriptural lessons. It's an opportunity to show them the grace and patience of Jesus. If we do or if we don't, they'll remember how they were treated long after the main point of our Bible lesson is forgotten. I have a deep love and appreciation for Bible school teachers. What a wonderful work. It is my prayer that God will give you the energy and empathy to reach the heads and the hearts of your students. There's a beautiful song that we have sung so many times, and the children love it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves you. No matter how old you are, you're still a child to Him. He loves you. And He came and died on the cross to redeem you from your sins. And He didn't give a complicated plan of salvation that only the brightest can understand. One of our scripture readings was from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 5, where Paul says, I didn't come talking to you in big fancy words. I just preached Jesus crucified. If you believe in Jesus crucified and want to give your life to Him tonight and obey the gospel, or if you strayed away from Jesus and want to come home, we ask you to come while we stand and sing the song of invitation.